right here.
And without further ado, welcome to the Rich Dream Show. God damn it.
There we go.
I mean, gosh darn it, for the first couple of minutes. Mm-hmm. Man, welcome in to another episode of the Rich Dream Show with your co-host. I am Bishop Tutu. This is my boy G. Sorry, the angles is opposite. Messed me up a little bit. Man, the show where once again we remind you to follow your dreams or to become your nightmares. Appreciate y'all for tuning in with us once again. Of course, brought to you by the Now Legacy Network. That's right, the fastest growing network for Black entertainment, Black interviews, podcast, metaverse intel, all those happenings going on at the Now Legacy Network. So make sure you tap in with them, man. Doing big things. Sponsors of the Rich Dream Show. You can catch us live streaming if you're not watching already every Friday, 7 p.m. on their Facebook. And we got some new news. You can subscribe now. That's right. You can subscribe. Help us. Help us grow. Help us advance. So go on the Now Legacy Networks page. You click the subscribe link and make sure you're subscribing for Rich Dreams. And yeah, man, you get exclusive content behind the scenes. So I may even let y'all get the OF, you know, that's what y'all need. You understand? Yeah, Glo. What'd you say?
I say the Rich Dream OnlyFans page.
Yeah, you know they've been waiting on it. You know they've been waiting on it. Oh, man. So, G, you said you wanted to pop it off this week, man. You said you had the grievances going.
I did? I said that?
That's what it said on the note. It said grievances. It said, I got one. Unless you forgot.
Oh, yeah. Nah, man. So, I had, I had some things. Well, really one in particular that I wanted to get off my chest, you know. With me being a barber, and I don't want any of my clients to take this personally.
Oh,
I don't want
shit.
None of y'all to take this personally.
I fool with y'all,
you know. I appreciate all y'all.
The book is gonna be slim after this.
Ones, you know, when you come in, put me on the big put me on the big screen, man. I need big screen action for this one, man.
Put me on the big screen, man.
Okay. Listen, man, this stuff, I find it hard to understand. When y'all come in there, now you coming to me to get a haircut. You coming to me to spruce up your appearance, right?
Traditionally.
Man, why in the hell do y'all come in there with all that goddamn, what is it? Carmex on your lips. Lips full of Carmex. And all in your, how can I line up your beard with all in it, bro? Then when I'm lining up your mustache, you got a thick ass mustache, and you got Carmex all over your lip. Now when I knock the mustache down, you got hair stuck all in your lips, and I'm trying to brush it off. And I'm like, come on, bro. Like, come on, man. You ain't gotta wear no Carmex up here for nobody, man. Definitely not for me.
It's the Listen,
I figured out what it is. I'll put some in there.
I figured out what it is. It's the lips thing. You don't like have to feel like you had to do too much brushing off a nigga lips, huh?
Man, I'm talking about like when I have to like brush the mustache down and comb it, and it's like you got hair stuck all on your lips, man. That shit looks stupid as hell, man. Like, and then at the end of the day, it's a waste of Carmex because Now you got to wipe it off and put more Carmex on there. You know what I'm saying? So, come on, bro. Like, just dry surface. Dry, clean surface. That's what I prefer. You know?
I mean, that makes sense.
But go ahead, bro. I'm done.
I feel like when I was a kid, my barber, he had a sign up that said, no oily or greasy hair. It was just kind of a given to me.
I thought that people like...
Yeah,
bro, you would be like when I
that's what my mom would tell me. She was like, make sure you wash your hair before you go and don't put nothing in there until after you get out the chair.
Finna go phone mode. The lag too bad.
Don't go ahead and switch it up, man.
Switching it up, man.
We got another play up in here. Hold on.
Nah, man, but listen. So, my whole thing is...
I kick you from the studio. I should have banned you.
No. Can't do that. Nah, listen, but this my whole thing, though, bro. Like,
talk to me.
You would expect grown men to know this. I understand little kids and stuff like that. You know, they don't know not to have grease and oil in their hair and stuff when they come to, you know, get a cut. But you would expect grown ass men to know this, man. And the cool thing about it is that you know they want the freshest cut every time they come. How I'ma do that, bro? When your hair oily as hell.
I don't.
Hands full of oil when I get done, bro.
I'm gonna say I'm proud of you though, for still having faith and expectations in people, because that went out the window for me a long time ago. I give minimum expectations.
Well, I always looked at it as one of those things where you should have learned this as a kid. Like you said, you learned this as a kid. Going to the shop as a kid, and I'm talking about like for the grown men, not for the young kids and teenagers, like I understand. Yeah. But for the grown men, you know, you should know to come to the barbershop with your hair, if not washed, definitely not oily. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like you should know better than that, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, and like I say, with having your beard, why would you oil your beard before you come to the barbershop? I don't
want check it out though. A lot of people have routines though that they do. You know,
routines. That's like I say, like that's why I'm saying, like, if you know that you you go into the shop,
yeah,
have your hair dry or dry as possible. Well, just don't put no grease in it the morning before or something. Like PSA. Give it a day. You know,
PSA.
Give it a day. Give me 24 hours, and then after I cut your hair, you can get in the car and put grease. I don't give a damn after that.
That's it. Have it in your pocket. Have it in your hand, in your pocket.
Have it in the car, whatever. But it helps me. First of all, it helps you because the cut's going to come out way better when your hair is, not as oily.
I can attest.
Exactly. When your hair is not as oily, the cut will come out better every time. Your cut is never going to come out good when your hair is oily as fuck or greasy as fuck. It's never going to come out how you would want it to.
Yeah.
So that's all, man. You know, dry surfaces, man. Give your barber a dry surface to work with.
That's man. It, man. Take care of your barber and they will take care of you.
Please, man. Please.
That's how we rocking right there, man.
It's right, man.
That one that grind my gears
right here.
Yeah, I felt a little energy on now.
Hey, this one right here, boy, this one get me, man. I ain't lying, man.
You heard it, man. That boy say y'all grown. Stop with that BS.
Stop it.
Man, get it together, you understand?
Get your mind right.
Man, before we get into the RLS topic, just want to give big shouts out. Ramir Market, man. Last weekend we was out there, Redbird, for the pop up event. So right, appreciate Market for putting us in that. And did you I know we didn't get a chance to be there because we was doing the shoot. Did you happen to hear anything about the fashion show, or had you seen any?
My guy went through and shot, got some optics for us or whatever.
Okay.
But
okay.
I'm waiting on him to get back with me. I guess he, you know, of course he got to edit it and all of that. So I'm waiting on him to get back with me, you know, to see how they came out. But he went down there. He went down there.
That's a bit, man. Well, shout out, man. Shout out to Ramir for putting us in position to get the connections. Shout out to the Cocky Brand. We'll get him a proper Cocky black brand.
Shout out for the opportunity. Homie named James. Named James, bro. Shout out for the the opportunity. Wish we could have made it, or one of us could have made it. If we didn't have prior engagements, I definitely would have poured up for sure. Shout out. We'll try to make the next one.
But yeah, hopefully we can get some of them pictures, man, because I know some of the models was looking all right, man. I know they made it look good.
Right. I'm pretty sure they did that thing though.
Yeah, but shout out to Remember Market for putting that on. Make sure if you're in the Dallas area, you stop at Red Bird Mall out in Dallas, man.
Right.
Get you some Rich Dreams out of there. Right. You understand? And then Ramirez has their own clothing brand in there as well. So you can stop in and check out what they have. Always some dope, unique styles they have in there, as well as many other dope brands as well, man. So check that out if you want you something, you know, that don't look like you got it off the rack when you go to the party and about 3, 4, 5 people got the same thing on. Because everybody got them Sheen codes, bro. Let y'all know.
No doubt.
While we transition, man, getting to the RLS topic for today, man. Intrusive thoughts.
What did you mean by this one? I seen it on the list, but I was just like, let's just go with the top one. What did you mean, like, specifically? Which type of intrusive thoughts? Just in general or?
Yeah, in general. I didn't really have one specific. But when you said that, I think the ones that dawn on people the most, that I kind of want to discuss, the ones where it'd be like, oh man, if you're doing something, oh, this might not work out. Or if you're trying something for the first time, you know, you get that, damn, what if this happened type of feel or whatever.
Right. But you know what's crazy though? Like, in my experience, when you speak like that, that's why I always try to speak positive. Like, I'm a realist. Don't get me wrong. I'm a realist. I like to say I am. But when you speak like that, I think, you know, if you speak positive, you get positive. If you speak negative, you get negative. So,
remember, I told you on the affirmations episode. That's proven, bro.
That's science and spirit. That's like the energy thing. That's the energy thing. So, we all have, you know, those negative thoughts. We all have negative thoughts at times. Don't get me wrong, but I think for me, I know I try to I kind of check myself when I'm having negative thoughts. Like, hold on, bro. Like, okay, those are the negatives. But what are the positives?
Right.
Think about the positives. You know, like as far as like me, say if I'm going into something that I want to do and I'm just weighing the pros and cons, the negatives and the positives. For me, if it's a thing where I think it's a higher upside for on the positive side than it is, you know, a downside to the negative, I'm gonna ride with the positive every time. That's just kind of who I am at this point in my life. I used to be, you know, that guy that I always just focused on the negative. Or, man, if I do that, if I put out a clothing line, like, bro, like, what's going to make people buy it? And everybody got a clothing line. And, you know, just some thoughts that creep into your mind, man, that could scare you away from doing stuff that you really want to do.
What if I put all my money into this and it just be gone?
I just lose my money. I've just blown a lot of money in. you know, have nothing to show for it. But
right, I'm just sitting here with all my product.
Yeah, bro. You know, one thing that helped me a lot, and like I say, you have those thoughts at times. But like I say, for me, I check myself. But one thing for sure, as far as with the clothing brand, by the way, these beanies are available on our Etsy shop. You know, I know they kind of nice. You know what I'm saying? I seen a don't try. Hey, I seen somebody wearing a damn beanie this weekend. I seen one.
What?
You're still wearing beanies in Texas now? Don't
you right?
Hey.
But don't try to play. Don't try to play like you know.
Right. In the springtime, I seen one. Yeah, I seen one. Trust me. And then you know y'all chicks.
When y'all I seen hoodies. I still. It was 80 degrees, and I still seeing hoodies.
Then when y'all chicks don't be having y'all hair done, I know y'all be needing something to cover that. You know. I'm saying when it don't be done, when it's not done, you need something to cover that.
That's a fact, though. That's a fact.
Go ahead, cop you a beanie. Yeah, but anyways, back to what I was saying. You know, I used to have an intrusive thought just now. I would have certain thoughts about like damn man, is this shit gonna work out? And
yeah,
you know, am I wasting my time with this and blah blah blah? And it's funny, I was watching Cube, I think it was like Cube, E-40, Too Short. They had like a group album, you know, those West Coast legends that came out a few years back. And they were on $1 Million Worth of Game. And Cube was just talking about like basically just being an entrepreneur and the risk that you take and you know, stuff along those lines. And he was like, what stood out to me the most in the interview, he was like, man, if you think, how did he put it? He said, basically, you have to be, if you start a business,
mm-hmm.
and you're basically saying you shouldn't expect anything from the business, monetary, you shouldn't expect anything in the first 5 years. And if you don't have that mindset, you shouldn't even do it. You shouldn't even get in. So that helped me a lot. And, you know, early on, when we was in like year one, year two, that helped me to keep going. You know, that helped me to, you know, keep going and keep, you know, putting out as, you know, best product as we can. But yeah, things like that, man, that really stuck with me though. Like when Cube said it, you know, Ice Cube.
This is one of the more entrepreneurial people we have, period.
Yeah, man. Transition from hip hop to movies, big time movie producer, you know, so.
And always been big and blazing his own trail.
For sure. Yep.
That's a fire word, man. Let me ask, do you think they always mean something, or do you think sometimes it's just a natural human thing and sometimes just like it don't really mean anything?
I think most times it don't.
Cause I've had some, you know, I drive a lot. So I'd be like, you know, I'd be driving, I'd be like, man, what if I just ran into this ditch or something real quick?
And there's just some crazy.
You know, something crazy, you know.
That's just some crazy. But I mean, you gotta think about it. Like if I was a nigga that flew in planes a lot, if I traveled by air a lot,
yeah,
I probably at some point will be, man, all these damn flights I'm taking, man, what if this one, the one that go down? You know, I probably at some point.
It took a couple, but I never try to have them.
No, you don't want to, but that's
just, Listen,
I had a phobia, man. I just started flying in 2021. Right. I was 31 years old. Like, I just started flying literally like 3 years ago. So, you know, I had a phobia of them first four or five, maybe first three or four trips of flying. Like,
I can imagine.
You know, now it's kind of like, you know, if we can take off good, I'm fine. As long as you take off good, I'm fine. Once you get 30,000 in the air, I'm good. Like, I can sleep on the plane and all that.
We stuff. Up here, you know. We good.
Yeah.
That do be the struggle part sometimes.
I swear to takeoff, boy. And the landing too.
So your first one, man. You How bad was you?
Bro, this is a whole story. My first time flying. So, I'm going to, at the time, I was talking cool with this chick out in Chicago. So, I'm just going to visit her, like, end up loving Chicago, by the way. But, I'm going to visit her.
Chicago? Ain't never been on a plane before, but you know.
Listen, let me tell you. Wait a minute. Let me tell you. I low-key owed her because This woman drove like 15, 16 hours to Texas to see me. I seen a little thing that people were sharing, like, how far have you drove for something?
Man. I was about to say, I didn't drove.
It was like 4 and 5.
Man, I did some driving.
This woman drove like 16 hours to come see me, bro. So, and she asked me to come up there. So I'm like, okay, I'll fly up there. Cool. And, you know, like I said, this is my first time flying, so I am a little nervous. So I had a, I think my flight was maybe for like 8 or 8:30 p.m.
Okay.
So, you know, I get there. I get downtime and all that. You know, I'm a little confused. It's my first time in an airport.
Right.
So I'm, you know, she kind of walking me through it on the phone, like, yeah, go through TSA and this. Ooh. And that.
You know, that was a fun experience, wasn't it?
Yeah. Go check your bag. It was kind of a little nerve-wracking, you know,
Especially at TSA.
And nobody's there with me. She's just on the phone. So I'm like having to really, like, you know. But so every all of that was smooth. Got on the plane. I took American. My first flight was on American. And it was a big plane. it was a big plane. And I got on, and the row that I was sitting at, homie was already had, he already had the window seat. Hmm. So I sit down, you know, it's always a few minutes before you take off, letting everybody get on and stuff like that. And dude, like, man, this is a big ass plane right here, man. So I think he was from Chicago, but he was living in Texas, but he was heading back for a little minute, I guess. Okay. So dude's like, yeah, man, this one right here, man, this remind me of Final Destination. And I'm like,
sir,
now check it out. This is first time flying as well. I'm like,
oh, shit.
Man, why would they sit me beside this nigga that's his first time flying too, bro?
And y'all needed each other, bro.
I got my earbud in. I'm really trying to block this dude out. I wish I had Beats headphones. I couldn't block him out, bro, because he just kept talking. And I don't want to be rude. You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
yeah.
You know, I'm just giving them little short answers.
Give him the brother.
We getting ready to take off. Like, he starts to, oh shit. Like, oh. And he like, and I'm trying to keep it together on the inside. You know, I ain't outwardly with it like that, but I'm trying to keep it together. And we finally took off. Everything was smooth though. But I was just like, man, why in the hell would they sit me beside? I guess just my look, man. Or my lack of look. Shit. But it was a cool
thing. I had to be like, look, sir, uh-uh.
Come on, bro.
We gonna be all right, baby.
But now, so that was on the way there.
Yeah.
On the way back, I think I was supposed to fly. It was a round trip. So I was supposed to fly back American, but they canceled my flight. So I had to get Southwest. And coming back, everything was good leaving. Coming back. Bro, it was like a fucking thunderstorm. Turbulence, crazy. I've never experienced turbulence like this since. And this was my first time flying, my first trip. Oh, I've never experienced turbulence like this since, bro. The plane shaking. And I'm looking around. Hey, boy, you know what I mean? That'd be like. I'm looking around, but everybody else just cool. I see somebody with their head down, sleep like this. So I'm like,
okay.
We might be okay. Maybe this kind of normal. Maybe this happens sometime. But man, right. I was scared, boy. I'm talking about that motherfucking plane was shaking up there, bro. I'm like, damn.
Like, hey. I fly through an earthquake or something, bro.
Man, flying back into Love Field. Yeah, flying back into Love Field.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so that was on your way back. All right.
Yes, way back.
Okay. Yeah. Man. Well, I'm glad you made it through, my boy.
Thank you. Me too. Man, that shit. What?
Oh, man. Before you got in there, did you have like an intrusive thought or?
Of course. Of course. Man, I'm nervous the whole time, bro. Like, I'm just like, man, I hope we make it there on time. And then, like, especially when homie's on some,
yeah.
This remind me of one of Final Destination. I'm like, dude, shit, you're stupid.
Two things I want to take from this story. One.
Come on, bro.
Why do people feel the need to do the conversation on the flights? I never really understood.
I think he was nervous because it was his first time flying too, because nobody else has done that since.
Okay.
Nobody else has done that to me since.
Yeah.
And I think that's really what it was with him.
He was just like, man, I got to say, he probably wouldn't even think about it. Yeah.
I don't.
And two,
like I say,
my second thing, why is, well, you say you ain't really had this experience, but it seemed like TSA be so upset.
Like, yeah,
they are some of the meanest people I've ever seen in a professional environment.
Yeah.
And if you TSA, I don't want to be too judgmental. If you, I mean, I understand dealing with the public because I've had a job where I deal with the public, so I get it. But it's like, damn. At least you know the people that's complying and doing with them. Do you have to be like? But you know, that's neither here nor there.
They gotta be.
What I would say, I know a lot of people struggle with anxiety, and that's probably a big part of it is having the intrusive thoughts. What I try to do is, if I have a bad one, I try to go ahead and just compile it with a positive one behind it. So if I have
bring it home.
Yeah, you know, you haven't read a bad thought, try to go ahead and think of the opposite of that. Because more than likely, the intrusive thought is something that's a little out there. It's probably extreme. So don't try, or try not to let that be one of the things that controls you. And realize as well, a lot of the things you don't have control over. Like, if you do have that intrusive thought to, you know, be like, oh, man, what if this building just fall over? Like, ain't really too much you could do about that, player. So,
ain't no need to worry about what you can't control. That's the truth.
That's it. So, let that rest upon your head top.
Why I think one last thing about the flight stuff. That's why I'd be like, as long as the takeoff is good, after that, ain't nothing you can do when you're up there 30,000, man.
Better watch that movie and let it be what it is.
Ain't nothing you can do about that, bro. But one thing I do around, like, if I know I just been booked a flight, I'm not watching flight. I'm not watching any of the Final Destinations. I'm not watching anything that got to do with a plane crash.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I don't want no bad omens while I'm up there.
I hadn't seen that movie Flight, and I feel like I need to, man.
That boy Denzel had that thing upside. We might have to talk about this one. We might have to do this one for sure soon, because Denzel has some shit going on up in that movie. Boy.
I'm gonna try to watch that this week.
Yeah, man. Check it out, man. It's one of some of his best work for sure.
Okay. Let's see where we want to go next, man. While I'm deciding. Make sure y'all follow that boy G on Twitch.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna be on tonight too.
You gonna get you some in?
I've been MIA a little bit, man. Chilling with the fam and stuff. You know, watching. You know, spending what they call quality time.
Y'all just together breathing on each other.
Man, we've been watching some good shows though, man. We've been watching some pretty good shows. Like I say, what we watched recently? The Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
The show? The show or the movie?
The series.
Hey, we watched it out too. It was lit.
Yeah,
it was
good. We watched that. I had already seen it before, but we just watched yesterday. Like, we binged it the whole day. We didn't have shit to do yesterday once I made it home. So we binged it the whole day. The People versus OJ, she had never seen it.
So we watched the whole thing. Not the whole thing. I ain't never really watched the whole thing in its entirety. So
it's, man, that's probably one of the, for it's just like a series, a one season series. That's probably the best one season series I've seen, bro.
Wow.
Yeah. I liked it. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
That's a bit.
Yeah, it's pretty good. You should check the rest of it out though, man, when you get a chance.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Two things I put on my list.
Put them on now.
Before we get into the esports, man, let's get into this Black Business shout out.
Okay.
And Black Business shout out for this week. Shout out Mr. Cardell LeBron Eccles.
Yeah, we call that boy Dale, man. Young Dale.
All right. Shout out to Young Dale, man.
Nah, this homie that pulled up late and at the pop-up Saturday and ended up going do some
Came in with clutch with the last second purchase, man.
Yep.
Oh yeah. He high fashion. He got the big red boots on.
You're right, though. What are they called? What are those Balenciagas or what are they?
Are they? you got me. I call them the Mickey Mouse's.
I don't know, man. Oh, but now, the
detail though. I fuck with it.
No. And also he's looking for some models to shoot. Okay. Any models out there that want to get shot, you know, and he's just trying to do some content. I don't even think he's really trying to charge. He's just trying to craft and sharpen up his skills right now. So any models, reach out to him.
If he's setting the camera up and doing these angles and getting these shots himself, that's pretty dope. So I can imagine what he could do for somebody else.
The camera,
Not for real though. Shout out. Okay, peace of Dale, man. Make sure y'all get at the man. And what you gonna tell him?
G sent you. Hey, listen, man, listen.
What's up?
Do you remember my roommate Black?
Yeah.
They have the same energy, bro. Like, they remind me so much.
Bro, I thought you about to say they family because they damn near look a little similar.
Exactly, but he's a little taller than Black now. But yeah, they got the same energy, man. They cool. Them niggas even talk alike on some shit. Like they kind of talk alike. Hey. Yeah, man, but shout out to my boy, man. Real cool dude, man. I think he's a Jackson State alumni too.
Okay. That's HBCU, right?
Exactly.
Come on.
Yeah.
Man, well, that's what's up, bro. Y'all make sure y'all tap in. You need you some photos. Like you said, he might be able to cut you a deal, or you might get it for the free just for some promo.
I think he's just trying to create some content, man. So I don't think he really charging.
I've been wanting to get me a professional headshot. So next time I get my top right, I'm gonna give me a little.
Okay. Yeah. Do that. Mm-hmm. Shit, I might get him to do something in the suite for me. I might.
Okay. And then from there on, man. You know, they had the draft today, man. Your girl went number one.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
Right. Caitlin Clark goes number one in the WNBA draft. I couldn't even tell you who she went to, though, if I'm being honest.
I think Indiana had the first pick.
The Fever. Indiana Fever.
Yeah.
Yeah, she about to be out there getting buckets. Which that's kind of funny because I don't think Indiana too far away from Iowa. So. You could just stay. Well, no, I'm more Midwest than
Indiana. More Midwest. Andy Moore.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was like, I wasn't geometry too much, but yeah, it's on there.
Well, yeah.
One of them corn flyover states. So okay. But yeah, that's a bit.
That always confused me too. Like, how can Chicago, Indiana, and all that be considered Midwest?
Right.
I don't really understand that.
You know,
I would think like it was.
Because at first, that's mountains. So, you know.
That seemed like they would be like Northeast or Central, maybe. Central America or some shit like that. Like,
no, Chicago. That's the mountains.
Huh?
That's the mountains. Because they on mountain
time.
But I think it's because, you know, America started all the way east. So I feel like anything after, you know, a certain point, they was like, oh, that's the west type shit.
Okay. All right.
And then they found more west. So they was like, oh, so this is Midwest.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Hey. Christopher Nim.
Our girl Angel Reese, man, she went 7th.
Okay.
Yeah, shout out to Angel. She went to the same team as Cardoza.
That's crazy.
So they gonna be in Chi-Town, probably going wild.
Yeah, I think that's good that she went to. Wait a minute. What's her name? Damn, what's her name? Candace Parker, don't she play for the Sky? I think she played for Chicago.
Let's see. Oh, no. Las Vegas.
Oh, she played for Vegas. I was just going to say Vegas. Okay. Nah, they're going to be, I think, and then that's a big market. I think that's going to be good for Angel as well, being in a, because they had her projected to go to Minnesota. I was like, ugh. Ain't gonna like it out there, but Chicago.
Like, so for?
No, not that, cause she from Maryland. I think it'd be kind of cold out there in Maryland.
Oh yeah, she from Baltimore.
Be more. So, but I mean, just Minnesota, the market of Minnesota, shit out there. You know what I'm saying? So, but I think she gonna do well in Chicago though, man. It's one of the biggest cities in the states and. Yeah. It's a lot of media attention, so I think she'll do well out there.
I'll be paying a little bit more attention to the WNBA this summer, just because I know a couple more faces that's in the league now. So
I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. I definitely want to go when Caitlin come out here and play. Mm. I definitely want to go see that game whenever she come. But other than I may catch a game if I can. I'm not gonna be tapped in like that though. Yeah. I ain't gonna sit up here and lie to you. Yeah,
I feel that. I mean, over the weekend I caught a little snip of the American Football League. You know, the Rock got going on.
Talking about the
or is it USFL?
UFL
now. Yeah, I caught a little glimpse of that, and it was decent. It was cool to hold my attention for a little bit. Okay. I just don't. Yeah, it's for me. The league is just like top notch, and so I don't know. But you know, that's just because I feel like we creatures of familiarity. Yeah. So the more it come on, the more might get enthused about it. I ain't gonna lie, I really want the Bikini Football League to get some traction. That's what I really want to see. But we ain't gonna get them that one.
Right. The Bikini
Different. Real different. Switch over to the NBA, man. That play-in is about to come about. The first games, I believe, is tomorrow.
Yeah.
They is tomorrow. First games. 6:30. Lakers versus Pelicans. This is a tough one for me, man.
Check it out. What y'all gonna do, man? What y'all gonna do?
You already know?
Cause you Okay, so if you win, then you're getting swept the next round. So,
exactly. So you know that's we laying right on down. Go.
So, but if you throw this game,
yeah,
then you got either Golden State or who's the other team that's in ninth? What's the other team in ninth and tenth?
So
Golden State and the Kings.
How did the Kings end up in playing?
I don't think you beat Sac all year.
Nah, they swept. They definitely swept in the season series. So.
So what's going on?
I'm shocked. They was damn near at the top for a little bit.
Who that?
Sac, wasn't they?
Nah, I don't think they was ever like. To top two or three or nothing like that. They might have been like 5-6 at some point, but I don't know. If it was, it might have been like super, super early in the season.
Maybe.
But they've been kind of around the bottom the last second half of the season for sure, though.
Wow.
So what you going to do, bro?
Didn't they handle the boys last year? No. Did we catch? No. Lakers didn't face Sac last year, did they?
Do what now?
Lakers didn't face Sacramento last year, did they?
No, Golden State did.
Okay. Yeah, man. They ain't talking about nothing. They ain't talking about nothing.
Nah, Golden State, I think they beat
Nah, themselves. You know, high key, though, the Pels is really going to be very formidable anyway. So, really yeah, can't just look past them like we can just win it if we want to type shit anyway.
I think if B.I. can come back, and be effective. Man, I wish he would have been going into the playoffs healthy though.
Healthy, yeah. For sure. Really, I mean that's always everybody's wish, but you know,
look, Zion come back healthy this year. Now B.I. out. Can't win for losing, but
true. I feel like the fact that Zion there, that definitely gives them a chance.
They help a lot. Yeah, they help a lot. So. I think what they got to do is, I think the Lakers might fuck around and see, you know, AD had back spasms last game.
Mm-hmm.
So they, I don't know. Y'all may lay down on this one.
But, you know, that boy Hayes, this is like a welcome home type of game for him. So he might try to show out. You never know. He spent his first season still. I don't think he was on the team. So we'll see. But yeah, got that matchup. Now what's Steph gonna do?
I mean, Steph gonna do what Steph gonna do. Nah, the rest of them boys
is he? Is he?
Well, he's gonna do what he normally does. What does he normally do?
When the game on the line, not much. When the season's on the line, not much, usually.
Well, we talking about a dude that got four rings, man. Now, come on now. Don't be disrespectful now.
I ain't being disrespectful. I'm being real.
How?
Everybody love to talk about shortcomings of other people, but not some.
Everybody done had some shortcomings. Steph done had some shortcomings. Steph is, what, 4-2 in the finals?
Yeah.
Yeah, he 4-2. I know somebody that's 4-10, and they say he the GOAT. 4 out of 10, and they say he the GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, but I mean, I think Steph gonna do what he gonna do. Like I say, it just depends on, you know, if Klay gonna continue to be hot, because Klay started heating up a little bit around the end of the year. Yeah. Draymond, I think Draymond gonna do what Draymond do. It's just about him controlling his temper and being in the game. Like, as long as he's in the game, I think he'll do what he normally does. Wiggins, wild card. CP, I mean, CP has a limited role.
That's crazy, though, because when it's LeBron, it's never about what the others do. It's always him. So, but when it's Steph, it's like, oh, we got to hope that the others
do. You act just like Unk right now, bro.
Just weird. It's just weird.
We're talking about LeBron yet. Man, goddamn, man. We're talking
you started the whole thing. What y'all going to do?
What we talking about Steph now, right? I thought we was talking about the Warriors. You asked me about the Warriors, man.
Because, bro, we don't give people equal treatment. It's like that light skin effect be really taking hold of y'all, and y'all just don't even realize it.
Wait a minute. So how we go from talking about what the Warriors gonna do to making this about a thing? Well, when Bron do this and that, nobody
Like I said, y'all give him that light skin privilege.
I just said he's had some shortcomings. What you want me to say? I admit it. I say, hey, he's.
Let me tell you what your point, man. I ain't get on.
He's had some shortcomings. But I mean, whoever said LeBron don't need help? Who said that? I've never said that. I understand that everybody need help to win. For sure today. Yeah, I mean, as many super teams, or I don't even know if you can call it super teams now.
Niggas just good.
three teams, every team got 2-3 all-stars now. Everybody need help. Yeah, LeBron, the Lakers, they need Reeves. They need Rui. They need D-Lo to be. They need all of that. LeBron, especially right now. LeBron can't go out there and give you 40 a night like he have one, you know, before in the past. In his Cleveland days or some shit. But can't do it. Everybody need help, bro.
Right.
Yeah. That's good enough for you.
Is that good enough for you? I got stuff in them. Actually, I don't know. This is gonna be a tough one. It really, I ain't gonna lie, I was bullshitting with you, but it really do kind of depend on what you're saying. Like what team he had show up, because if you get a lackluster Clay, A. Wiggins, you need an APB on him. If Chris Paul out there showing his age, you know,
yeah,
it's gonna be tough.
If them boys come out to play, I don't know. I guess they on the road too. I believe I think they're at Sacramento. So
I think that'll be a confidence depleter for Sac too, though. That the fact that they in the playing game after where they was last year. And how they seem to kind of end it. I just feel like
The West kind of tough, though. Like,
it is very
Listen, all the way down to the 10th seed, I think the Warriors probably 10, 12 games over 500. That's the 10th seed.
Yeah.
Like,
for real. Like, everybody was, it was crazy, especially towards this end.
I think Denver is head and shoulders over everybody in the West. Over everybody. Yeah, definitely in the West, but I think the Celtics, I think the Celtics are kind of close with them, maybe. But for sure in the West, I think they head and shoulders above everybody, in my opinion. But everybody else can be beat. Everybody else can be beat.
Nah, for real, man. From about seeds 8 through 12, it's been like constant switching the last couple weeks.
Even the Rockets, they just got out of contention like early last week sometime. So they was kind of fighting for their 10th spot, you know, and that's the 11th seed. I think they were over 500 this year. 11th seed.
Yeah.
So the West was super competitive this year, at least by record.
Okay, so we got Lakers, Pelicans, Warriors, Kings. That's tomorrow. Then that's Wednesday. We got Heat, 76ers. That's the first game.
Wow.
Embiid out. He done, right?
No. Embiid, he back.
Oh, he back?
Yeah.
What you thinking, bro? I personally, I don't never believe in 76ers no more. Especially not going up against the toughness of the Heat. So, to me, that's a dub for Miami right there. And we'll be seeing 76ers play again.
I think
the Heat,
they're going to be on the road, too. I can't never knock the Heat, though. I ain't gonna lie. Like I picked the Heat in that matchup, and then the other one is who? Atlanta and who?
You got Atlanta versus Chicago.
Shit ain't worth talking about.
You don't believe You don't believe in Jaylen White, man? Is that his name?
Hey, man. Honestly, you know what? I go with Shine.
Man, I ain't gonna lie. If and don't laugh. If Lonzo was playing, I would probably be more leaning towards Shy. I ain't gonna lie. I know they, you know, they did whatever they did without him, but I just feel like he makes that team so different because you got more just people playing off ball. They had that three-headed monster with Caruso and LaVine and him, and I think it works really well to me, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, old boy, Kobe White has stepped up though.
That's what Kobe
White has stepped up. They lost LaVine.
He hasn't been both last couple weeks.
Yeah, they lost LaVine for the year, so he won't be back. They lost him. So, but I can see them beating Atlanta though. I can see that.
Yeah, Atlanta ain't really got too much popping off over there besides Trey. So
Trey,
yeah. They got your boy that came over from the Spurs to DeJounte, which he's. Be a dog. I would still go. I'd still go Atlanta that series though.
Okay.
Or that game. But we shall see, man. It's gonna be fun. I feel like this playoffs is gonna be real fun. Like,
yeah.
Everybody looks real competitive.
Playoffs are always cool though.
Yeah. This is that. Playoffs this is always good. Year. Make sure, like we said, man, you tap in with us. Hit the online. If you can't go to Redbird, make sure you get in.
And it's- also, go to the Now Legacy's Facebook page and subscribe to the Rich Dreams podcast.
Please.
I think it's only a dollar. It's only a dollar.
Please and thanks.
Come on, man. A dollar? $1 a month? Fuck with us. Damn.
Show some love.
$1, man. A book. 12 bucks a year.
Spend ABC, that with man. Less, man. Less than the price of a cup of coffee.
Come on, man. 12 bucks a year. Spend that.
And that's real money. That's real talk if you go to somewhere like Starbucks or something. Like that's right. Way less.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, man. Right there. www.thenowlegacy.com. Subscribe to Rich Dream Show. Go on the Facebook page, whatever you need to do. But subscribe. We appreciate y'all. And like I said, man, make sure you take a gander over there, man. At the Etsy shop, make sure if you get something off the Etsy shop, you leave us a review. We definitely appreciate those reviews because that's how we get better. That's how we know what y'all like and what y'all love and what y'all want to see more of. Got the sweatshirts that have released now. Still got beanies available. That's right. The weather ain't already all the way changed yet. We let y'all know it's still out here.
It was a little windy out there today. You know, yeah. A little cool.
Nah, for real. I got out of work. I was like, ooh, a little chill.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. Let's take it on in, man. To this next topic.
What you doing?
The boy. After all the controversy that has been going around with disses and responses and apologies, the boy responds, which I hadn't really seen too much internet buzzing seem like about it.
They talking.
Okay.
I mean, it ain't do what whatchamacallit did. Was it like that? Song?
The bomb. He ain't had no bomb in there, but
that's what it was.
I ain't gonna lie. I think he kind of shut boys down a little bit, man. We'll see if anybody got something else to say, but
well, you know it's. You know, he also mentioned Jai up in there too. Like, I think I'm hearing alluding to maybe they, you know, again, with these females, You know, I forgot what the line he said. Something about the boy out of Memphis doing the gritty or something like that. You know,
oh, no, yeah. I ain't kissed it, boy. I ain't kissed it, boy.
Yeah. And see, I think I seen somebody talking about this. I'm gonna have to go back and listen to the song as well. But
yeah,
yeah, man, he touched a couple people on there. You know, he even touched Pluto on there a little bit.
Hey, man, you know,
he just straight up told Metro what he said.
Speak the percussion.
Hey, bro, make a drum.
Yeah.
But.
Supposedly Metro did a response, but anybody trying to hear you talk, you can't.
DJ, bro, who cares?
Let it go, buddy.
Nobody cares.
He got you.
Nobody cares, man. What? So now I don't know where the Ross thing came from. I don't know if Drake said something about Ross that we miss. Like, I haven't heard.
I ain't catch a Ross bar in there.
I'm saying, like, even before this, because Ross has said something about Drake, like, you know, saying something about his nose and, you know, shit like that.
He was on the We Don't Trust You, right? Yeah, he had a song on it. It wasn't like a diss, didn't seem like.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think that got nothing. I mean, that ain't got nothing to do with it, because that song wasn't, you know, that was a good song too. I actually liked the song, but
just like how,
you know, I'm trying to see where Drake, why would Ross say something against Drake? Like, I don't know if Drake said something that we miss in the past recently or something about Ross, but Ross has came out with, you know, a diss record against the boy on the Minute of His Dog. Yeah,
right. So you had to send me that because I hadn't seen that.
Yeah, man.
Wow. Yeah, I just picked my ear on camera.
He talking about Drake got a nose job and calling him a white boy and, you know, saying, you know, Birdman own him. Like, they talking crazy about the boy on there, man. I forgot the name of the song though.
I think Drake been dropping enough albums to get out of that deal anyway.
Oh yeah, I don't even think he signed. Well, I think I heard an interview on Rap Radio. I think he said that it's just OVO, and I think OVO in a major, but he's not technically signed to
Cash Money, Young Money
anymore. But he's still perfect. that's still the fam though.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So
I feel like he always gonna be loyal, at least to Young Money.
Yeah, for sure. But. Yeah, I don't know, man. That's, you know, people just be talking though. But what do you think it is, like? And see, this is what I was thinking about this earlier, you know, when I was going through the topics and shit. And it's like, it's all these people coming out on Drake, even going back to like around the time when Meek was going at Drake, and you know, Joe Budden, a lot of people that went at Drake.
DMX, rest in peace.
Well, DMX kind of said some shit on the interview. I remember the interview.
Yeah, you're right. He never really like.
I'm talking about like
online. He wasn't really rapping at that time, either.
No. He just said some shit, but
yeah.
Joe actually had
a bar for him?
Huh?
Budden actually had a bar for
him? Yeah, him and Joe been beefing like for years, like on and off, like for real. They've been beefing for years on and off. But
that's sad.
It's a lot of people. It's a lot of people that came in Drake and like, you know, say this and that about Drake. But and especially now that I'm looking at it, like Ross and like, even back with the Meek thing, I think Ross had something to say against Drake, and you know, now Future and Metro. But I'm like, name it. Now, honestly, if you can do it, cool. Just let me know. Just let me know if you can do it.
Okay.
Name an artist that has helped other rappers out with hits more than Drake. I'll wait.
That what he said? That was one of his first bars. I gave you your first hit. Like, I'm trying to think.
What? I'm talking about from number one to just top ten records.
Or make your first single pop. Because he done brought out a lot.
Make you pop.
He done brought out a lot of dudes.
If that's the case, make you. I didn't know about the Migos like that until Versace, bro.
Come on,
man. And I know it's a lot of people. And I know it's a lot of people. I'm like, what? Like, that wasn't even that. Okay, I get it. You're a fan from the beginning. Cool. Right. But me, I did not know anything about Migos until Versace.
Yeah. Same.
Block Boy J, what the dude name is? That's his only hit. And Drake, he probably still performing it. He can still perform it.
Yeah, man.
Meek Mill, Future, so many tracks that even jumped on with Future.
If it wasn't for Diamonds, bro, no way Future would have went mainstream like he did, bro.
You say Diamonds?
What a time to be alive. You don't think him being with Drake lab out had a fault to him? You think he'd have been on this same trajectory?
Cause Future was already on his shit by then. You know, DS2 hadn't already dropped, bro. DS2 hadn't already dropped. Cause remember he had that mixtape run, and then cause this was 2016 or 17 when they dropped What a Time, right?
I think that's what really popped it off.
No, bro. Remember you had that crazy mixtape run, Monster Beast Mode.
I know, Nights, but
and then he dropped DS2.
I'm talking about mainstream though.
DS2, bro. Let me make sure. Don't get me wrong. They did real good on that collab album. But I think Future was, you gotta think about it. Future turned off the lights and all that shit. Like, He had been having hits. So I don't know if you can just say he. I won't say that because I put Future top four. Like as far as like that generation, like him, J. Cole, and all.
Yeah,
Wale, see, all those guys.
Dirty Spray 2 was 2000. Oh, okay, it was same year. Okay.
Yeah, DS2 dropped first though. So.
Ooh,
like I said, I can't say that because Future has so many hits without Drake. I won't do that.
I'm talking about mainstream wise, though. I feel like that's different. The mixtapes was popping in the streets for sure.
I get it, but when DS2, that's what I'm saying. He already had hits before the mixtape run. I think the mixtape run kind of reinvented Future to a degree.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying, but Can
we just pause for the epicness of that fucking anything off of fucking Purple Rain, Beast Mode, anything off of them playing in the strip club, bro?
Besides Wayne with the droughts and the dedications and what's the other one? No Ceilings.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody had a crazier mixtape run, bro. Not to me. Mm-mm.
Some probably would argue Gucci Mane, but I agree.
I won't say that.
Yeah, that wasn't me.
Some probably will. I can see that, but
it probably depends on where you were.
But nobody had a crazier mixtape run, bro. Besides Wayne, that's it. Yeah. But yeah, bro. Now I wouldn't say that about Future, but some of these other guys, like,
bro,
like, he done gave all these boys hits, man. He done gave them all, and it's like, I don't remember, okay, they want to keep bringing up the ghostwriting thing about Drake, okay.
Right.
Okay, first of all, that's old. That's almost 10 years old. We kind of know about that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, okay, why was nobody on Kanye that hard? Nobody was really on Kanye neck about ghostwriting or him not writing his stuff, bro.
Right.
Why? And this question, why do you think it's so blasphemous in hip hop?
So I think I don't know. I can't answer really the Kanye question. I think it's because a lot of people maybe didn't know as much
I think he's light skin. and he fucking all they hoes, man. He fucking all they hoes and he light skin. I think that got a lot to do with it.
Yeah, I think Kanye's was just because he got the kind of the benefit of, okay, it didn't kind of come out as like when he was hot. Like Kanye always been relevant, but when he was first getting out there with the graduation stuff, nobody knew anything about that. It was just like
No. The industry knew, bro. We did.
That's what I'm saying. That's why
I'm not talking about fans. I'm talking about the industry niggas, the rappers. They're the ones that the fans don't give a damn. Clearly, he passed Michael Jackson.
Some people do. Some people.
He's passed Michael Jackson in number ones. I don't think the fans care that much.
You're right.
Let's be honest. You know what I'm saying? So I'm talking about more so like the industry guys or the rappers. They are not on Kanye as hard as they are on Drake.
Yeah. That's a good question, man. Maybe because he half Jewish. I don't know. I think it's a blasphemy in hip hop because the whole thing about it is being braggadocious and bigging yourself up. Like, you know, a lot of what being an artist is, especially in hip hop, is being independent, saying you got it out the mud, you know. It's about you being the best. Okay. So if you taking credit and merit off of what somebody else did, you basically your whole persona is fugazi because it's like you can't even do the very simplest thing you're supposed to be able to do as an artist is write your fucking raps, bro.
those aren't even your words, huh?
Yeah, it's like how am I supposed to take you serious? Like I need to be looking at the dude who handed you the paper. He the one. You know, but at the same time,
Kanye thing, the consequence, nigga. Yeah, he couldn't. He didn't have the look. He didn't have the charisma. Yeah. He couldn't deliver it like Kanye. But he cold as fuck at writing.
Yeah. But like, see, what we talking about? I feel like at that point, it's talking about being a star.
Star power. Exactly. Like,
this is funny. You know, our homie asshole. Shout out to asshole. You know, I did like a freestyle to one of his videos, like as a remix or whatever. And he was like, oh man, I didn't know you rap. And I told him in the car, I said, nigga, every nigga rap. And that's kind of true.
I don't rap.
Yeah, you told me you had bars for the studio, bro.
Stop. I did. Playing. I was like 17. Yeah, that's right. But, you know, anyways.
But
that's, I wrote it my damn self, too.
But see, that's the thing. Every nigga rap. Every nigga rap. But like Cole said,
I think with the question, the blasphemy question, the ghostwriting and hip hop and shit, and it's like a lot of people. First of all, I think I would. It's a hard one because I get like a Kanye situation, like where, like you say, Kanye got the star power. He got a lot. A lot of people say when they go and work with Dr. Dre, he want them to make certain words sound a certain way. So it's all about how you. It could be simple as your voice just don't sound good as a rapper.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. It could be you may have
a lot of that shit matters, bro. You may have
charisma. You may have you know what I'm saying. You might have always got bitches. You may have the story. You may really be from the streets. You know what I'm saying. But you just don't sound right over a track. You know. But
a lot of that shit is about tone and all that.
Yeah, all of that goes into it. And I think some dudes just don't have it. But I think with like I hear a lot of people say, well, man, why nobody get on Singers when they get tracks written for them? So my opinion on it is, I think the reason why, especially the hip hop purists, I think the reason why they think it's blasphemous is because so if you're a singer, your skill, your actual skill is how you sound, how good you sound. How well you can hit notes. As a rapper, your skin, I mean, it's not your skin, your skill should be the pen.
Right. It's the
context. That's what it originated as, yeah. Your pen. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, that makes sense to me because, you know, we'll joke, be like, man, if I could sing, I'd just be walking around singing anything.
For real.
Ooh, the sky is blue.
That's why nobody cares. That's right. Why nobody cares about if singers getting all of their songs written for them. Yeah, you get bigger ups if you write your own shit like a R. Kelly or Tank. And, you know, yeah. Beyonce writes some of her own shit, but she still gets stuff written for her. But the actual skill is how you sound, the singing part. The skill for rappers, like you say, you do have to sound good over a track, but the most important skill is your pen. You know, at least that's how it started.
Right.
So,
but yeah, I think that's a lot to do with it, man. Just it originated about being creative.
Yeah.
And about, you know,
penmanship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that makes sense to me. I don't think it's going to necessarily change anything. I think more people going to head that route because that's where the money is. Shoot. I'm mad because I feel like I done had like a bunch of friends in my lifetime and I done told their heads, if you would just spit, I can write for you. And we'll have some, bro. Like,
we got it, bro.
We'll be scared, man. Like, we can get out the hood.
Take them out the hood, man. I'm
trying to tell them.
Yeah.
Man. Let's see here. Man, you know, we got some crazy, crazy people out in this world. And I'm talking about men and women. And a lot of times, you might not know somebody crazy until you're in a relationship with them.
Yeah.
That brings us to our movie of the week.
Yeah.
The line between love and hate. Hey, man, y'all don't know nothing about that. You youngsters.
Nah, they too young, man.
But yeah, man, movie of the week, A Thin Line Between Love and Hate. Gee, you chose this one. Break it down to us, man.
I mean, it's basically a move, like you just said. You broke it down perfectly. Getting into certain relationships or situationships. I guess going into it with ill intentions and, you know, not really knowing how that person is coming. You know, this is a clear-cut case of that, man. It's funny because I was having a little back and forth with, remember Crystal from Sides of It podcast?
Yeah, for sure. Shout out Sides of It.
Right. She was on a man bash and shit last week sometime. So, you know, me, I ain't going to let you bash men like that. You know, without letting you know, women be on the same type stuff. You know, so we was going back and forth about, you know, how she started by saying how men can be conniving. I'm like, well, women can do the same thing too, and blah, blah, blah. And it's funny.
Oh, that must mean you gay.
You know how that goes. But anyways, but it didn't end up there with me and her, but you know how some women are. But, so it was funny because we had that conversation and I end up watching this movie end up coming on while I was in my suite that day. Yeah. And then I'm looking at them, I'm watching the movie, I'm like, yeah, we can be kind of fucked up. I ain't gonna lie. We can be kind of fucked up. But I think, see, dude, I ain't gonna lie to you, Rod.
Talk to me.
Man, once she'd have told me about that dude, that husband that she killed.
Yeah.
Ain't no way I could have. Hey, bro, I'm done. Hey, you know what? I'm sorry. Bro. I don't want no more parts of this, man. I'm sorry. Yeah. We can't, you know, but.
Because
to be honest, but since he went ahead and did it, got to see it through at that point, my boy. Man, that woman was talking about taking him out of the club. Man, that woman say, hey, you quit that club job. I'll buy you a club. She said, I'll buy you one.
Come on now.
Buy me one.
That's different.
Hey man, you gotta make a business. You gotta make a business decision at that point, boy. You gotta
And you know what?
No disrespect to Regina King.
Yeah.
What's her name? What's her real name? Huh?
The actress.
Yes, what's her real name? God damn it, what's her real name? I forgot her real name. It's gonna
she was so much stuff too.
But Brandy, she looked way better than Mia. What's her name? Mia? I think wasn't it Mia on there? Lynn Whitfield, man, looked way better than Regina King on that damn movie, man. I ain't bullshitting. Hell nah. And she, man, listen, if she tell me something, and I ain't
matter of preference.
Something wrong with your eyes, then. If your preference is the other way, something definitely wrong with your eyes. But
I mean, you gotta think about it. They had her dressing like she was, you know, she was rich, and they had her dressing regular, like a tomboy. So
I mean, she was dressed up in the club scenes and stuff like that. She had a dress on, hair done, all that. But she wasn't touching Lynn, boy. She wasn't touching Lynn, boy. Hey. But I'm just saying though, what you would have done in that situation if she giving you all it, like, hey, I'll buy you a club, I do. What you doing, bro? Now, if you didn't already hit her and she told you she killed the last nigga for playing games with her,
definitely not gonna be on some I love you, bro.
But he
that's what he said. That's what I'm saying. That's where he lost me. That's right there where I was like, bro, what are you doing? Like. And like you saying, if you're going to go that route, oh, you got to be all in, my brother. You can't step with that. And that's how I would have been. I'd have either been all the way out and be like, you know what? I appreciate this, but I think we might just need to be friends.
He tried that
after he smashed, though, didn't he?
It was too late. Yeah.
I'm talking about beforehand.
It was too late.
Yeah, after I love you and you dig all in the guts. See, this is how we got to this scene. Then he forgot about the birthday. He just.
Boy, she was looking so good for her birthday too, boy. God.
She was.
Yeah.
And what? I know it would be good because she crazy. So I know.
Hey, man. You see how she hopped down on my boy after she told him she killed her husband? Oh man,
yo,
hey, hit nigga say that nigga Martin say what that nigga say if he got out of line, you had to kill his ass. He kept saying that shit. He can't say that else, man. Hey, she had it mounted, man. That boy say he got out of line, so you had to kill his ass,
bro.
I said, oh man,
you talking about a different type of crazy.
Right.
Had herself bruised up in the hospital. Broke her shoulder. Broke her arm. She did break her arm.
Yeah, she broke it. She did it herself. Yeah, that's
man.
Hey, man. But then the crazy part, what she did when she came by the house, basically broke in his house and started cooking him breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's crazy right there.
Yep.
That's crazy, the motherfucker.
Have you ever been in a situation?
Nah, wait. Not nothing like that. No, yeah. Not nothing like that. Now, I had one situation that was, I would say, it was a little crazy. And honestly, this is when I stopped basically feeding women lies to kind of get what I wanted out of them and stuff like that. I'm probably at this time I'm like 18, so I would say I learned pretty early.
Because that's all this is, it's a lesson. I'm telling the thing,
stop playing, don't play with them, bro.
Yeah,
to be honest, honesty, like they say, honesty is the best policy. But
That shit sound corny, but it's like, real.
No, it definitely is. And the thing is, a lot of women can't really handle the truth that they ask for all the time. They really can't handle that shit. But at the same time, you'll do best by telling them the truth.
Yeah.
Because that way you can kind of start how you want to finish.
Yeah.
So if I'm going into you telling you, hey, this is what I'm on, I'm not deviating outside of that. She can't use an excuse and be like, well, this is what I said I was on.
Yeah.
It's cool with it. Now you're not. So we got a problem. I got to do what I got to do. But like I say, this was me just playing games and telling a female something she wanted to hear, basically. And,
right.
I remember I was dealing with her and we stopped talking. And I'm just, to me, this is another one that, just been dealing with and we stopped talking. Mm-hmm. And I got back with my ex at that point. And, man, the woman used to send me text messages saying she was going to fight my girlfriend and, all this. Yeah, bro, say she was going to fight my girlfriend. I remember I had, she had one of my favorite St. Louis Cardinals hats, bro. Never saw it again. I'm like, bro, you going to get my hat? No. She like, no, I'm not giving it back.
What?
Come on, bro. So, and then shortly, and like I say, I just cut contact with her. I stopped answering her texts and all of that.
Yeah.
So I can remember, like, bro, it was for a period of time, maybe like a month or two, every day, or at least a couple of times a week,
mm-hmm.
I would get a call and they would just, I think I may have told this story before, but it just pertains to the movie. Yeah. But I would just get a call and they wouldn't say nothing. I'd say, hello, hello, hello. And they wouldn't say shit. But I can hear like the TV in the background, people talking in the background.
This actually happened in the movie one time too.
Every time, bro. So, nah, I ain't gonna lie. You know, about a good year or so after I started back, I started back messing with her. But this time, it was like, we knew exactly what it was, and we didn't have any problems after that. We didn't have no problems after that.
So that's how it was. She just wanted that meat back in her life.
To be honest, bro, I really, at in this period of time we was talking, like, we didn't even really talk much. It was more so on some, like, hey, about to come through, or she hit me up, hey, come get me, or that's all it was. So I remember one time we actually talked after, because I was curious. I was like, because I honestly didn't know if it was her or not, but I was like, that might have been her. So I just asked, I was like, bro, you used to call me and like just hold the phone like last year sometime or something. Man, this crazy motherfucker started laughing and said, yeah, bro. I said, this motherfucker crazy, bro. Crazy, bro. Crazy.
Funny you had to realize that after, huh?
Yeah.
That post-day clarity be a monster, boy.
Yep.
It's so serious, boy.
Yeah, man. But nah, bro, that's nah, man, you can't play. Don't play games with them. I wouldn't advise you.
That's definitely a good lesson to take from this.
You don't want to run into a brandy.
Yeah. Be careful. Be careful when you're playing with people's emotions and feelings. At the end of the day, everybody, this is people's real lives. So you don't want people out here thinking one thing when it's another, especially in your adult years, because people, families and stuff is involved. It's a whole lot of mess. So
right.
You will be happier. You'll live longer in most cases. Yeah, less likely of somebody trying to cause you to have an early exit.
Right.
Just be upfront, be honest, and the thing is, what's for you will be for you. That's the thing. A lot of times we try to go after stuff that ain't even meant for us, and that's why we end up in precarious situations.
There you go.
So, yeah, man. Beyond that, we just want to say, man, appreciate y'all, of course, for tuning in to the Rich Dream Show pod. Make sure you following us on socials. Make sure you tap in with everything at the Rich Dreams Universe. And we'll be right back here next Friday, same time, same place. But if you happen to be listening on one of the Audible references, Spotify, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, make sure you tap in that subscribe button. Make sure that you leave us a comment. And hey, definitely make sure that you understand if your dreams ain't too big, that they scare you a little bit, dream bigger. It's the Rich Dream. Peace out.